Well, the National Ability Center has announced that it has appointed Dan Glasser as its new CEO. He replaced former CEO Kevin Stickelman, who left last November. Good morning, Dan, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Leslie. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and why this was a job you wanted.
Sure. I've been working in the private sector for as long as I can remember, been involved in non-for-profits, specifically focused on autism and multiple sclerosis. And I moved my family here in February of last year, really to find a place that would be better for my son who has autism to grow up, a safer, nicer community. And that's how I landed here. And it's been fantastic since I've gotten here. Obviously, it's been challenging with COVID, but the move has been great.
Yeah. So in terms of that, those careers that you've had prior to this, I mean, you do have some nonprofit experience?
I do. I've been serving on boards and overseeing organizations for years. I've managed big teams, small teams along the way. And I've been a really proactive board member. I more often than not get drafted by the executive director to help with strategy or different functions internally. So I'm not a passive director in those cases. So I've been involved in the details and the minutiae in those roles.
Yeah. So on the private sector, though, you've got the means to organize large groups of people and make them accountable, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think the same thing exists in the not-for-profit. It's different types of accountability. The incentives are different, and you have a lot more focus on passion toward the cause in this case, and I find that to be easier to manage because I'm aligned with that. What the NAC does is directly impacts my family and has impacted my family, so it's natural that I would align toward that, and the staff, which is amazing, and the executive team, which is highly experienced, all share that same sort of passion.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in just a little bit.
Sure.
Certainly one of the main jobs of the CEO of a nonprofit organization is the money part of it. Sounds like, again, with a lot of your work in the private sector, I mean, do you feel like you have those skills to get out to the community and ask for money? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been raising money for organizations for years, whether it's capital campaigns or just going out and doing pushing for fundraising for the organizations I'm involved with. I've grown up in a family where your commitment to your community comes in the form of volunteering of your hours, but also volunteering of your paycheck and giving back. And so I've always found it easier to raise money for organizations you cut checks for and asking. And the worst case scenario is that someone says no, and you keep pushing on and you make the case and you show your passion, and I think you usually find a connection with people.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you do have a very personal connection with the NAC. Tell us about how it's made a difference then for you and your family.
Sure. I'll start with my wife, Melissa, was diagnosed with MS very young. Her first symptoms was when she was 14 years old. And for her, as time has progressed and the disease has progressed, it's limited some of the things that she would want to do. And the NAC provided her an opportunity to go on the ski mountain with neuropathy, where she doesn't have great feeling of what's going on in her feet, and experience the ski experience with the safety of an exceptional world-class instructor and a volunteer working with her. And so that was great for her, as opening up a possibility. She's decided that's not going to be her passion, is alpine skiing, but she's definitely interested in doing cross-country and trying all sorts of other stuff. In the case of Jackson, who was diagnosed with autism at 4, he's now 15, it was more transformative. So that experience going on the hill gave him confidence and caused him to sort of have the same experience I have when I ski, which is that Yahoo experience of screaming as you go down the hill. And the way it's affected him and our family is Jackson skis with me on a weekly basis, and he now has a job at the mountain because he feels safe there, and he's clearing and working for the corner store, and it's been amazing for him. His confidence and his passion for this city is tied to the NEC, both in terms of the culture here, but what that experience brought to him.
Yeah. So have you started? Or
I start actually today.
Oh,
so you've
first
got my,
day.
Okay. Here I am.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Anything that the board of directors has kind of given you marching orders for?
You know what? I went through the process saying to the board and to the staff, I have been through the process enough of coming in as a CEO in an organization and acting immediately. And it's never worked out well. So I've said to the board, give me time. Give me 3 to 6 months to really assess where we are. There's fundraising that I'll do throughout that process, but we're going to drive forward on initiatives, but I have to know what we have first and where we can grow it. And I think my background in corporate America helps with that. I think one of the things in the fundraising side is getting more corporations involved in the NAC. We affect so many lives, whether it's young people, older people, military, families, that there are communities in these organizations, public and private, that have a vested interest in what we do. And it's about getting the word out to them and giving them a reason to be involved with us.
Yeah. And I think, again, not to put you on the spot here for your first day, but certainly I think one of the last expansion parts of NAC, of course, is at the base there of Park City Mountain Resort.
Yep.
And it sounds like you guys are just on hold until we decide what's PEG's doing? Or
yeah, the Mountain Center is a critical, critical piece to our path forward, and it's a great thing for the community here. And we have great partners with Vail and with PEG and with Park City. But we're a small piece of a greater master plan. And so my role in that is to advocate for the NAC, but also be available to the parties and help push this through or guide this and support it any way I can. Thankfully, we're all on the same page. It's just a really complicated issue. This is not a simple thing to solve. And we're going to keep moving it along and partnering with the people we can.
Okay. So in the event that PEG doesn't move forward with its plans, then are you still then just on hold, or do you just stay in the trailer? And
I think we're going to cross that bridge when we get to it. I don't believe we stay in the trailer long term. But again, it's about partnership with the city. PEG may not go forward. It may go forward. But our work with the municipality, coupled with Vail, is going to guide that process. I absolutely expect that we are going to build the Mountain Center. It's critical for our growth. It's critical for our communities. And we need to provide a better space for our employees and our volunteers to work out of. So it's definitely still a priority.
Okay. And then in terms of just the base there at Round Valley, I think, are you pretty much done there, or do you have
more? I don't know that you're in a non-for-profit in the area that we are in terms of adaptive sports. I don't know that you're ever done. I think that you're always improving and enhancing what your offerings are. So our capital campaigns have translated to improvements to our equestrian center, the creation of the hub, which is a climbing wall and a big open space for other things. So I don't see that we're done. I think we'll keep building and keep enhancing. In this space, you're always trying to find the latest and greatest things to enhance the experience for your end users, and also to provide safe and positive feedback to your staff. And so I think you always have to continue investing.
Right. So is it back to normal there out at the ranch?
I don't know. Not yet. But I think I don't know what normal is, right? I mean, are we into a new normal? We are still a fair amount of people are remote. We are masks, and we're going to protect both our staff, but also we have a lot of folks who come through our doors who are vulnerable, and so we have to protect them as well. So I think we are normal as to where we need to be right now. We're going to follow the guidelines of the CDC and the science and move forward as best we can.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell the community?
Nothing. That I'm really passionate and excited about what the NAC is right now. I'm coming into a wonderful situation where I have an incredibly experienced staff, really strong leaders, a great board, and a passionate base of volunteers. So I feel very fortunate in that. And I'm excited to continue to get to know the community and build on this and continue to expand the great things that the NAC has done without ever losing the quality that Michi White and others have sort of guided through.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. And again, thanks and congratulations.
Thanks for your time, Leslie. I appreciate it.
You're listening to KPCW at 91.7 and 88.1 FM in Summit County, 91.9 FM in Wasatch County. And of course, you can stream us live at kpcw.org or the KPCW app, or ask your smart speaker to play KPCW radio.